talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home,
talking about a home.
I'm talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Down Home by Alabama, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to our show producer, Sarah Lamb, for coming up with today's home theme songs. Well, in addition to our radio show talking about a home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 25th through the 27th, at the brand new Gelliard Center in beautiful downtown Charleston. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with Susan Barino with Charleston Lighting and Interiors. Also, Christina Swinney with Charleston Fine Cabinetry. Bob Highland with Southern Lumber and Millwork. Jamie Bradham with Nano Environmental Solutions. And also we'll be visiting the California Closets showroom in Mount Pleasant and talking with Hillary White with California Closets. Well, I mentioned the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 25th through the 27th. We have a lot of great things planned for that. A couple things. We're bringing back our hurricane kit giveaway, which we haven't done in a couple of years, and that'll be happening on Saturday, August 26th. Also, we're going to be continuing our free candle giveaway, and that'll be happening on Sunday, August 27th. And then, of course, we've got our free admission on Friday, August 25th, that's going on, and that's always hugely popular, and probably sets our home shows apart from any other home shows around the country. Usually Friday is a slower day for home shows, and ours is, that's one of our best days of the 3-day weekend. And if you want more information about the Charleston Fall Home Show, you can go to charlestonfallhomeshow.com. That's charlestonfallhomeshow.com. I also wanted to mention the brand new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our summer issue. We're so proud. We've got Tara Lipinski on the cover, and we go inside her Kiowa Island home. She's the gold medal winner in figure skating. So pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine at home-related stores throughout town. Have a great weekend, and happy Independence Day. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Susan Barino with Charleston Lighting and Interiors. How you doing, Susan?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Susan, take a moment and tell everybody about Charleston Lighting and Interiors.
Charleston Lighting and Interiors has been in Charleston for 17 years now. It's a 20,000 square foot showroom. 2 years ago, we added a ceiling fan room, which now we have over 150 ceiling fans on display. We also are always bringing a new product. The January market, we have probably added a couple hundred fixtures in the last 2 months from the January market, which is always exciting.
It's What's the January market?
January market is the lighting market in Dallas. We go to January and the June, and it shows all the best in the new product that's out there. So we get first pick on everything. And so the homeowners actually get to see what's new and what's available. And lighting is really exciting. I call it the jewelry on the dress. You can get any finish you want now. You can get any styles. They're mixing finishes. Everybody asks me, what should I do? And I tell them to do what they like. It's all about what you like. It's not about reselling the house. It's about putting this fixture in your dining room that every day when you look at it, you're going to say, yes, that's the piece for me. It's so individual. There's no right. There's no wrong. I had this great young couple in the other day, and we just came up with a great out-of-the-box lighting, and we're just waiting for the pendants to get in, and they're excited, and I'm excited. So lighting is really exciting.
Well, good. I can tell you're excited. Well, tell me something. Why would a customer go to Charleston Lighting and Interiors versus going to a big box store to buy their lighting and ceiling fans?
Well, And that's a good point, too, because people usually want to buy online. You get to touch it and feel it in our showroom. I have a lighting staff that can tell you what size you need, you know, what's the proper lighting. Is this going to fit the room that you're doing? We also do decorative lighting, but we also help with recess lighting. So we do whole houses. We have lighting consultants that go to job sites. We've been known to start from rough-in, and that's when you wire the house, to trimming it out. So we're available for whatever lighting needs that anybody would need in a new construction, a remodel, or just trying to update their lighting.
Is it a fact or a myth that they're going to pay more at an independent lighting store like Charleston Lighting and Interiors versus buying lighting at a big box store?
You know, that's a good question, too, but it's not the same product. You know, these big box stores, they make thousands of the same. It's not made with the same quality. It doesn't come with the professional, somebody to help you do your sizing. Do you pay a little bit extra? Yes, but you get a lot more service. We guarantee all our fixtures in-house for a year. So if a ceiling fan or fixture goes bad, we send somebody out there to replace it or repair it. Mm-hmm. So basically you're not paying to have an electrician come back and have to reinstall something. So
I've talked to plumbing fixture companies, independent plumbing fixture companies, who've said that they might sell Moen, for example, and so does a big box store. And but they've told me that you're buying a better quality Moen product at the independent plumbing fixture company versus what they sell at the big box store, because there's such a high pressure to have the lowest prices possible that, like, the Moen manufacturers will end up producing a lesser quality fixture so that they can sell it in a big box store at a lower price than the independent company. Is that the same with lighting?
That's the same with lighting. You know, it's a better made quality. I don't go to Lowe's very often to look at lighting fixtures, of course, but when I do, I can see the quality difference. It's not made as the material is not as thick. It's lighter weight. It's not as heavy. It doesn't have some of the details. But then sometimes I have to say it's a different type of customer that's looking for a little bit more detail. I think the lighting industry used to be, the box stores were so expensive, you know, that you couldn't buy a fixture that wasn't a couple grand for your dining room. Now, I mean, I have dining room fixtures that starting at $300 or $400 for different sizes. The market has gotten so competitive in pricing that what you can get for a bang for your buck is just incredible. I mean, I have people come in the store every day and they're just like, you have the best selection in Charleston. You have the most. We get to touch it. You can feel it. I've got the salespeople to tell you if that comes in a different finish or a different size, if it is the right size. You know, most of the turnaround time, if we have to order it, is 7 to 10 days. So it's back in the store. We're here. We support our product. Mm-hmm.
So you get what you pay for, basically.
That old saying is true. Right. You really do get what you pay for.
Right. And if you're doing a big remodel project, and certainly if you are building a new house, you're not gonna get that personal attention at a big box store that you would at Charleston Lighting. And you do need that personal attention when it comes to planning a whole house of lighting fixtures.
You have to remember doing your house. You're right. It's a lot of work. We love doing it, but it is a process. You know, you got outdoor fixtures inside. You want to understand what their style is and what their design is and what they're looking for and, you know, what their allowance is. And, you know, it's your responsibility to make sure they have enough lighting. You know, do you have enough recess cans to introduce them into the new LED lighting, which is, it's the way to go. 5 years ago, you couldn't have gotten me to buy LED lights. I didn't like the color. I didn't like the yellow diodes. Now, you know, the price has gone down. You could put a 14-watt light bulb in the place of a 75-watt light bulb.
Wow.
You do the math on that. If you had more than 20 recess cans, they would pay for themselves.
Right, right.
You know.
Interesting. And Charleston Lighting and Interiors, you folks sell LED light bulbs?
We sell LED light bulbs. We actually have them on display. We can show you the different color temperatures. We can explain to you the different color temperatures. It's kind of like a little story about the industry, where the LED is. And when you get finished, it's not rocket science. You know, it's like I have to do the LED. That's California, you have to. You don't have any choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of time here. And people see it and they understand it.
Right. What kinds of lighting fixtures are you finding that people are most interested in these days at Charleston Lighting and Interiors?
Well, a lot of people are interested in fixtures that have LEDs in them. You know, most of the bathroom fixtures now will come with the LED. The most fixtures, it's the dining rooms and the kitchens and the islands. You know, it's those decorative pieces, and they're replacing their bathrooms. People want to see what's new out there and what's available, and they want something to fit their personal style. So we have a lot to show you there.
Mm-hmm. And when we did build our house, I remember Charleston Lighting did an entire takeoff of all the lighting that we needed. You folks actually planned where all the light fixtures would go so that there were no blind spots and so forth. And that's what an awesome service that was.
Well, it is. We will have people come in with plans whether they have the lighting layout or not. You know, our job is to, I sit down with the customer, we have coffee, we talk about their wants and their needs, and we just basically go through every room of the house. You know, what do you do in this room? How much light do you need? Do you have light over your sink in the kitchen? Do you have enough light to do all the different functions? There's task lighting, general lighting, and decorative lighting. So, yes, and then we finish the whole process. You know, we wait till after it's sheetrocked, then we double check to make sure the sizes are all good. It comes in, we deliver it, everything's marked on the boxes, we provide light bulbs for it. So it is a beginning to end package.
Mm-hmm. What's the most popular finish these days for lighting fixtures?
That's another good question, because brass is really trying hard to come back. It's not that brassy brass that we're all used to. It's a more painted or Flemish finish, and they're mixing that with oil rum bronze fixtures, or now they have a winter silver or winter gold, which is a painted finish that has a little bit of silver on it and little highlights of gold.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are getting away from the really dark finishes and just really trying to lighten everything up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have all these new finishes on display.
And you mentioned before we got started interview something about your computer system.
Well, we updated our website, so it's a wonderful website to go to. It has a contact information. If you have a question about what our services are, what we could do, what we could help you with, just send me a little note. I'm actually the one that answers those, and my goal is to try to have them answered in a couple hours after I get them.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, a couple customers have come back and wanted to work with us again after finishing other products. So that's a great, and then we have a sale item. You can go in there and see things that we have on sale, and they're actually on display in the showroom. And then basically it just helps you with different styles. It helps you decide what kind of style you have. It helps you with different rooms. So it's a great website and very friendly to use.
And what is that website address?
www.charlestonlightingandinteriors.com.
All right. And how about your other contact information?
Charleston Lighting, 1640 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard, 843-766-3055.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Susan Baroneau with Charleston Lighting and Interiors. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Christina Swinney with Charleston Fine Cabinetry. How are you, Christina?
Great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Christina, take a moment and tell everybody about Charleston Fine Cabinetry.
Yes. Charleston Fine Cabinetry, we opened our business approximately 3 years ago, but we now have a new showroom on 1523 Meeting Street. We actually share a space with Fine Rugs of Charleston and Farrow and Ball. So it's a really great design center for clients, architects, contractors, designers. It's just a great space to get all of your cabinetry, flooring, rugs, paint, and countertops all in one great location.
Well, great. Well, let's focus on Charleston Fine Cabinetry. How can Charleston Fine Cabinetry help homeowners?
Well, one of the great advantages of using our company versus other companies is that we like to, of course, hone in on the cabinetry needs, such as making sure that the space, whether it's a kitchen or a bath, is functional, but also that it flows with other areas of your home. So if you want a super modern kitchen, that's great, but we also want to make sure that your dining room is not super traditional. Otherwise, it might have like a little bit of a conflict as far as the feel and the ambiance in the space. So our team at Charleston Fine Cabinetry is to bring it all together. We can assist with you and your clients, anything from cabinetry, countertops, flooring, lighting, hardware, any of your needs that you might focus on the interior of a space, even to home furnishings. We just did a built-in banquette that's a quite lovely space and offers, you know, a nice cozy environment for customers. So anyway, we just, you know, that the goal of our company is just to create a nice, inviting space.
Christina, before you opened Charleston Fine Cabinetry, what were you doing?
I've been an interior designer for 17 years, but I've also been a kitchen designer for the last 10. I work with a lot of other interior designers as well, so I try not to step on anyone's toes when an interior designer or an architect brings in their clients. We are there to help with as little or as much as the client needs.
How does being an interior designer by trade help you when it comes to sitting down with a homeowner and talking to them about their kitchen and bathroom?
Really, how it greatly helps is that we're not just focused on one single room. We're focused on the big picture. We want to know where you are today and where you want to be in 5-10 years from now. Everyone's family life evolves. You know, you add children to the family, pets, maybe elderly family members are moving into the space, and we want to create an environment that's suitable for everyone, that's functional for everyone, regardless of age levels or handicaps or, you know, anything such as that.
Very good. Well, what are the different cabinetry lines that Charleston Fine Cabinetry carries?
Yes, we are very proud dealers of Fabiwood is actually our economical line of cabinetry that would fit anyone's price point. We actually use this line in a lot of homes that investors are flipping. It's also great for laundry rooms, children's bathrooms. It's all wood construction, well made. And then going up, we have Candlelight in Greenfield, which is our semi-custom lines, also great price point. And then we have Plain and Fancy, which is our go-to high-end custom line that we're very proud that we are now dealers of that.
Congratulations. We've got Plain and Fancy cabinetry in our house and absolutely love it. And after almost 10 years, you wouldn't know it. It's held up great. Haven't had any problems whatsoever. What's your experience been with Plain and Fancy so far?
Well, what I love about Plain and Fancy is the sky's the limit. You can go in and design actually, you know, a nice functional kitchen, but their finishes and the process of which they actually construct the cabinetry is just superior. And Plain and Fancy is a higher end cabinet line, but the price point is relatively on more of a semi-custom line. And that's why we chose the line Plain and Fancy versus other lines out there.
Gotcha. And so with all those different manufacturers of cabinetry, you were saying that no matter what your price point, if you maybe you've got some rental property or you're looking to flip a house all the way up to your dream home, you'll be able to steer a homeowner in the right direction for their cabinetry?
Absolutely. We just finished up a project and the cabinets and the countertops, and it was probably a middle-size kitchen, but the entire project was $15,000, whereas we're also working on a very high-end custom job, and that one's around $150,000. So,
yeah.
Yes, we can definitely fit everyone's budget as long as it's realistic, but yes. We strive our best to, you know, to give all of our customers the very best of what they need and deserve.
Right. Are there any other parts of the home besides the kitchen and bathroom that Charleston Fine Cabinetry can help homeowners?
Absolutely. We do a lot of built-in libraries out in the Kiowa area. One of our claim to fame items is the built-in bunk beds.
Mm.
We love doing kids' bunk beds and... we also can provide some commercial exterior stainless steel cabinetry, which is great, you know, around a poolside.
That's pretty cool. What would you if a homeowner came to you and said, "I want a chef inspired kitchen," what would you do to fulfill that wish?
The first thing we would do is we want to see the space, and we also want to gather as much information as we can about the client, how they today function in their kitchen, what they like most about the space, what they like least about the current space. And from there, we strive to make the most functional kitchen possible. There's so many accessories right now, and we use Revishelf, which is a great company that has a lot of high-end products such as spice racks, tray dividers for platters, so many different accessories out there. And we want to assure that the client can very easily flow within their kitchen for entertaining purposes and also, you know, of course, for cooking purposes.
You ever get any homeowners that want that chef-inspired kitchen but don't even cook?
We do. I'm just finished up with one actually very recently. She is not a cook by any means, but she wanted a beautiful kitchen, and we gave her a gorgeous kitchen.
Well, sometimes this happened with us. You know, we went from a dated kitchen with those dated stained oak cabinets, mm-hmm. to a beautiful kitchen with Plain and Fancy cabinetry, and it sort of inspired us to cook as way more than we ever did before. So you got the new appliances, mm-hmm. and the new countertops and cabinetry, and it's like, hey, I got to learn to cook.
And that's the goal. That's really the goal. Is that's the focal entertainment center now is your kitchen. And you know, we want for clients to walk into their home and say, gosh, I can't wait to get in that kitchen and see what I can prepare tonight for our family.
Mm-hmm. Is anybody choosing any bold colors or stains for their cabinetry, or are they still going mostly with the whites and grays?
We have a yes. Most of our clients are still staying with the neutral classic palettes of the whites and grays. However, in a bathroom, we're definitely seeing some really fun colors. And we just so welcome those challenges, any challenges at all that a client brings to us, as far as creating like a certain stain or paint palette, we are all in, and plain and fancy is definitely the line who can create that the best.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Charleston Fine Cabinetry?
We are open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. The address is 1523 Meeting Street Road, and we are in the same building again with Fine Rugs of Charleston and Faro and Ball Paint.
And how about on the web?
Yes, it's www.charlestonfinecabinetry.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Christina Swinney with Charleston Fine Cabinetry. Any relation to Dabo?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, yes, actually, yes. And one other thing, too, that I wanted to mention is that we do complimentary estimates. Okay. So please call us. We'll be glad to come out, meet with you. The number is 843-425-8036, and we'll be glad to give you a complimentary estimate on your new kitchen or bath.
Well, thank you, Christina.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Bob Hyland with Southern Lumber and Millwork. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great today, Tim.
Good. Bob, take a moment and tell everybody about Southern Lumber and Millwork.
Well, Southern Lumber is we're a family-owned company. We've actually been in business since 1941, so we just celebrated our 75th anniversary last year.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you, and it's been just an awesome, you know, privilege to work for a company that just really is locally owned and operated instead of a big box store and stuff like that. And so and I think we're a full-service lumber yard. So basically, we do remodeling. We do new construction. We do individuals. We do builders. Yeah, so pretty much we can do about anything.
Mm-hmm. You always see the Southern Lumber trucks going out to Isle of Palms and some of the newer subdivisions. Southern Lumber has got a great reputation and relationship with a lot of custom builders. So whenever a custom home is being built, they're not ordering their lumber from a big box store. They're going to a lumber yard like Southern Lumber, right?
Yeah. That's why we have departments like estimating and those type of things where people can bring in plans and we can do full takeoffs or just for consultation with the different people that know maybe they have a specific area of need. You know, they're remodeling a bathroom and they just have those items they want to talk about. Mm-hmm. So we can do pretty much everything.
Right, right. And, I always do promote people that try to buy from local businesses. And about how many employees does Southern Lumber have?
We're actually about 100 employees now.
100 local people. And so, you know, when you do buy your lumber, those dollars are staying right here in Charleston. They're paying the 100 employees at Southern Lumber, and those people are spending their money locally also. So, you know, you can vote with your wallet, and and Southern Lumber, I've been a customer of yours for many years. Your prices are very competitive, so it's not like you've got to pay more just because it's a local company.
Yeah, good point. Exactly. Yeah, we're local, but yet we're so entwined with community as well, and mm-hmm. So that's a good part about being local.
Right, Bob. You've been with Southern for how long?
8 years this month.
8 years, and when you came on board with Southern Lumber, they were mostly selling a lot of building materials like lumber, but not a lot of windows. And you've kind of helped Southern Lumber become one of the top selling lumber yards for windows and doors in America, right?
Well, we have a great team. It's all the individuals that put it all together. In our particular department with the windows, yeah, we've grown it. Literally, we've become one of the largest window distributors in Charleston. And so we sell Anderson and we sell Marvin. Those are the two primary brands we sell. And probably the recognition of it, in 2014, we were Anderson's National Dealer of the Year. we're the largest service dealer for Anderson in the Southeast. So, but yeah, it's been a great asset to the company. Again, we pretty much, you know, we do lumber, we do millwork, we do all these things. The particular apartment, obviously, I'm in is the window side.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about windows for a few minutes. We've got hurricane season is here, and, you know, we had hurricanes should be on everyone's mind because we had Hurricane Matthew back in the fall. And that was kind of a wake-up call for a lot of Charleston area residents in terms of, you know, having to evacuate and, you know, try to prepare their home for the storm that was coming our way. How can Southern Lumber help homeowners with to fortify their homes?
Well, there's obviously several ways, because if you have an existing home, then obviously in most cases you're not going to replace all your windows and doors and put impact glass. So you have to go and outfit some type of system. Like, for example, we sell a ply fastener system, which anchors bolts within the trim casing around the windows or the doors, and you're able to go in and put up plywood and put cleats. But those particular fasteners actually are permanent. So it's not like, you know, somebody just goes and buys some sheets of plywood and takes a screw gun and just screws it up and has to deal with the holes and everything else afterwards when they take them down. Mm-hmm. So there is applications that you can retrofit the existing structure. Now, 70% of what we're selling new construction today pretty much is impact glass, especially with the influx of a lot of people from not being from this area, have heard about the storms, hurricanes, and the last thing they want to deal with is trying to find somebody to go ahead and protect their home. And so impact glass will actually do that for you.
What is impact rated glass? How does that work?
Well, basically, it's everybody's familiar with their car windshield, you know, and if that car windshield gets impacted some way, it pretty much stays together. So there's a piece of laminate within there. And that's basically what you're doing on an impact piece of glass. It's insulated just like a regular, you know, unit would be, but it has an additional layer of glass and an additional layer of laminate. It's about 9 times stronger than a car windshield. Mm-hmm. So you can see the durability of that. So, and I tell people also, I said, you know, think about this, that, you know, not only the durability from the impact of, I mean, yeah, we had Matthew last year, but, you know, it's been 1989 was when Hurricane Hugo hit, so it's been 28 years. So basically, in addition to the impact part of it, it's a large, you know, area for security. Mm-hmm. Somebody can't really break in your window.
Right.
You know? So, and that's a big deal for especially a lot of people that this is not their primary residence, it's their secondary residence as well.
Right. And so basically, if you have impact rated windows on your home, when a storm, there might not even be a named storm. Sometimes we have, you know, just some powerful tropical storms that just pop up, and we don't really have a lot of warning. But basically, if let's use Hurricane Matthew, for example. Let's say your neighbor wasn't very responsible. They didn't put in, try to store some of their grill and tables and chairs outside in their yard, didn't store them inside. The high winds start, that grill becomes airborne. It crashes into your windows at home, and if you don't have impact rated windows, it's going to crash right through your glass. The winds are going to create that upward pressure on your house, and then you're in for a world of trouble because there's a good chance you're going to lose your roof. Versus having impact rated windows, that grill goes airborne, hits your window, and it doesn't penetrate into your house, right?
That is correct. In most cases, almost all the windows, usually the impact is to the inboard side. And we get questions like that sometimes. Well, why wouldn't it be to the outside? And that's the way most manufacturers designed it, the inboard. And part of that is because if you're inside that house, they want to make sure, because when those winds start getting, you know, that pressure, you know, push, it's amazing how much that glass will deflect. Mm-hmm. If that glass were to break, they want to make sure that nobody's injured on the inside. So outside, the outside pane becomes what we call a sacrificial pane. It can still break, but the inside one will not.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And like you said, if you don't happen to be home, if you have a second home here in Charleston, if you're on vacation or something, your home is protected 24/7 because nobody, you can take a sledgehammer to that window and the glass will break, but it won't penetrate into your house.
Yeah, that's very absolutely perfect.
So it's one of the most convenient hurricane protection
systems that you can buy versus having to put up plywood or close your shutters or something like that. So, and what brands of impact-rated windows does Southern Lumber and Millwork sell?
Well, primarily we do Anderson and Marvin on the clad side, and then we also have a vinyl side because of, you know, obviously some people, there's a budget, and so vinyl windows are less expensive, and we carry a brand called ViWinco. And so we sell that one up and down the ocean and stuff like that. It's been a very good product for us, but it also has impact glass as well.
Good deal. Well, I did want to ask you about the there's a charity that is building a house for a veteran. The house is being built by Max Crosby Construction, and how is Southern Lumber involved with that?
Well, Max Crosby is a construction is a customer of ours, so they came to us with this particular project. This has been going on for a little while, and asked us to help them with getting different suppliers and vendors to come alongside on this project and to donate materials or to heavily discount materials. And so we've been instrumental in that. For example, the windows and doors, for example, which is part of what I do, those windows and doors were donated for that house at no cost.
That's great.
And so James Hardy donated the fiber cement. You know, I've understood the cabinets have been donated. The flooring's been donated. You know, a lot of things. You know, local company, the Knights Ready Mix, they donated concrete and stuff. So I hate to say a lot of those because Jameson knows the whole breadth of everybody that's been giving, and it's been really incredible. A lot of the teams that come in there and do the subs, some of that have donated time and labor as well. So we're next week will probably it'll get dried in. So we're coming along on the project, and so it's an exciting for us because again we talked about it. We're a local company, so these type of projects are just awesome for us because again, you know, it's a local project. And so yeah, it's been real thrilling to see this, and we can't wait to see it through completion.
Well, that's great. You'll also see this home when it's completed in Charleston Home and Design magazine, because we're involved as well. So we're very grateful to be involved, and thanks to Max Crosby Construction for taking the lead on this. Bob, how can folks get more information about Southern Lumber and Millwork?
Again, we're a local company, so we're located on 2031 King Street in North Charleston. Our website is www.southernlumbermillwork.com. Our phone number is 843-744-6281.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Bob Hyland with Southern Lumber and Millwork. Thanks, Bob.
Great. Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Jamie Bradham with Nano Environmental Solutions. How are you doing, Jamie?
Doing great, Tim. How are you?
Good. Jamie, take a moment and tell everybody about Nano Environmental Solutions.
Sure thing. We have a proprietary nanotechnology that we use to provide touchless infection control, air purification, odor removal, and mold remediation goes along with that.
What homeowners would need the services of Nano Environmental Solutions?
Well, really all of them, Tim. Hopefully you don't have problems with mold or leaking roof or plumbing leak or anything like that in your home. If you do, we can certainly take care of it. But what we can do is go in and basically press the reset button on your home. There are a lot of microscopic bacteria that we carry in and out of our houses every day that travel on our bodies. And your traditional and conventional cleaning methods just won't get rid of that. And like I said, our nanotechnology process works on the microscopic level, gets in all the nooks and crannies, and can eliminate all of those, you know, microscopic organisms that may be harming you and your family.
What are some of the problems that homeowners might be experiencing in terms of maybe medical issues or anything like that? Because they may not even realize that there's a problem within their home, but they might be experiencing, you know, some air quality issues that are causing some medical problems.
Sure. And like I said, there may not be any visible signs of a leak or mold, mildew, bacteria growing, but it's microscopic. It could have gotten sucked up in your HVAC system. And if it's, you know, we sleep 7-8 hours a night and you have an air register blown on your face while you're sleeping, it could be causing, you know, allergy, sinus issues. We have had success with homeowners that have asthma or COPD problems, young children coughing at night, or, you know, maybe have the sniffles, have trouble sleeping for those issues. But that's,
asthma?
Yes, asthma? Correct. Asthma, we've had success, like I said, with homeowners that have had trouble with asthma, mm-hmm. and have improved environmental conditions in their home, and they've just raved about it. So, mm-hmm.
What are some of the telltale signs? I know you said that there may not be any signs, but I've talked to like closed crawl space companies, mm-hmm. that talk about maybe your floors are cupping, or the air might smell a little like mildewy or something like that. What are some of the telltale signs around the house that maybe a homeowner should look for, or might recognize you mentioning here to give Nano Environmental Solutions a call?
Right. So we would love to come out to your home or your office, your school, your daycare. We always do a free inspection. But the first thing I look for, and a lot of times we hear, there's just no matter how hard I clean, there's just a mildewy smell, or mm-hmm. kind of a wet moisture smell. And that's a sure sign of me of either, you know, mold, mildew in the HVAC system and or your crawl space. And even though you may have had a crawl space vapor barrier or some type of encapsulation, which we also do that as well, in the past, obviously we live in a subtropical climate and high humidity, plus your HVAC system pulling cold air, it just creates condensation under your crawl space, and that could be causing the moisture as well. Mm-hmm. And the HVAC system, obviously, if it's not working properly, can be pulling that mold up into your house and distributing throughout your house, and then it starts growing inside the ductwork, and it's not always visible until, you know, we come take a look at it. Mm-hmm. So
how does the Nano Environmental Solutions process work? Are you coming in with a lot of chemicals that you're going to be hosing down the house with?
So our nanostatic process, like I said, it's proprietary technology, and we take a EPA tested and registered hospital-grade disinfectant that eradicates bloodborne viruses such as HIV, AIDS, hepatitis A, B, C. It eradicates Salmonella, E. coli, MRSA, staph. Obviously, the bacteria like mold goes along with that. And we have a process that can take one drop of that, make it 500 nanodroplets. The applicator puts an electric charge on each droplet, and it encapsulates everything like a magnet, and it crawls down in the nooks and crannies, and the virus spore, the mold spore, bacteria spore, you know, within 4 to 5 minutes, it's not harmful any longer. Mm-hmm. It's like I said, it's completely touchless. You know, we don't have to wipe anything. We don't have to wipe anything after we use our applicator. It is a green product. It's safe for non-toxic. It's safe for animals and pets. It's basically odorless. It has a slight odor. It almost kind of smells like a swimming pool, just a tiny bit, but most people love the smell. Just last week, someone walked in the house and said, it smells phenomenal in here after we were done. But, you know, we weaponized that hospital-grade disinfectant, and, you know, within 20 minutes or so after it kind of dissipates, again, it's safe for all fabrics and materials, you know, cloth, your couch, your TV, your sheetrock, your window treatments. It's not harmful for any of that. Doesn't damage it at all. It's a wonderful process. But, you know, your home's bacteria free after that.
Jamie, Nano Environmental Solutions was displayed recently at the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival on Daniel Island, and you talked to quite a few homeowners and who were having some issues. And What are some of the comments that you get from your customers after Nano Environmental Solutions has come and treated their home?
So we had a great home show. Thanks for that. And it was very successful for us. We had a great time. It's an awesome event, and look forward to next year. And we'll be at the August home show as well. But actually, we reached out We reached a lot of homeowners and have done several treatments from the home show. And like I said, they walk in and say, hey, it smells phenomenal. We had one homeowner that had a little more significant problem, but obviously we were able to take care of it in a couple of days, and they were thrilled with our service, you know, thrilled with our level of cleanliness, and they had young children also, and it absolutely improved the environment for, you know, for them to live and habitate every day. So,
Jamie, before starting Nano Environmental Solutions, you were a home builder.
Correct.
Right? And so you've got quite a bit of experience around the house. Mm-hmm. Had you ever come across any kind of a product or service like Nano Environmental Solutions?
No. The founder of our company, it's a South Carolina-born company. It was born up in the upstate. And my partner, Steve Jordan, operates the Seneca branch of our company. And he was in construction as well. And about, I think it was 6 or 7 years ago, his own son contracted MRSA from a hospital visit. And his son, it was a rough time. His son had a lot of ups and downs, and he's kind of lucky to be here that he made it through that. Mm. But Steve kind of fell down the rabbit hole, you know, researching ways to eliminate hospital-acquired infections and to bring, you know, hospital-grade clean room, operating room disinfection and sanitization to the masses, and that's basically how this company started. Mm. And Nano Environmental Solutions, it's been about 2 years, and I am the fourth branch in South Carolina, and there are several in Georgia and coming to North Carolina soon. So, as soon as I heard about it, a good friend of mine owns the Greenville branch. His name is Brandon Kinder, but he brought it to me with my, you know, residential and commercial construction experience, and it just blew me away. And the more it was a no-brainer for me to open up down here in Charleston. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing product, and it really has changed people's lives.
Well, mold is one of those four-letter words that builders never want to get a call back on. So I'm sure that builders would be interested in knowing about the Nano Environmental Solutions product as well. But tell everybody how they can get a hold of Nano Environmental Solutions.
You can go to our website. It's nanoenviro.com. And we have an 800 number we can call. And it's 866-585-NANO, N-A-N-O. And our website has a lot of super useful information about our scientific process, a lot more background reading that you can follow up on. And you can call me on my cell phone as well. At 991-2246.
843-991-2246. All right. Well, we have been talking with Jamie Bradham with Nano Environmental Solutions. Thanks so much, Jamie.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Hillary White, a designer with California Closets. How you doing, Hillary?
Great. Thank you, Tim. Excited to be here.
Good. Hillary, take a moment and tell everybody about California Closets.
All right. Well, I'm sure everybody's heard the name California Closets. We've been in business for about 40 years. Obviously, we started in California. Mm-hmm. And it's really grown all across the country. It's a great company to work for and a great franchise. And, you know, they really focus a lot on customer service, which is what I appreciate about the company.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a couple things that come to mind when I think of California Closets. One is those amazing print ads that you see in a lot of the shelter publications that show just these amazing closet spaces. They look like they're like pretty big sized rooms sometimes that people have. I don't know if those are actually people's houses that those really upscale closets are in or not. But the other thing is I don't know of another closet brand that people will refer to by name. So, you know, if do you find that to be the case?
Yes, for sure. We're definitely one of the most well-known companies four closets in the country, and that is because we basically invented the whole closet industry as it is known today. And a lot of those more immaculate closets you see are closets that we've done, designers have done throughout the country. And the owner, Steve, of our company, who's owned this franchise for 20 years, actually submitted one of the closets we did in Charleston, and they've been using that in their pamphlets and, and some of the work. But that's not what most of the closets, you know, look like.
Those are just the over-the-top ones,
the 1%.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, that brand, California Closets, that's something that's very recognizable. I think people might mention, like, if your house is up for sale, the realtor in the description might mention that there's a walk-in closet, but if there's actually, if it's a California closet, they're going to mention California Closet by name to help promote and help, you know, help ultimately sell that property.
Yeah, we're definitely a recognizable brand, and our quality does reflect that. All our materials are very high-end. We import our wood from Italy, and all our hardware as well is bought nationally in very high quality. But I think the California Closet brand really focuses on customer service, and I think that's why people keep coming back to us, because we have a very clear vision about the experience that we want people to have when they work with us, and we want to hold your hand through the whole process and make sure you're happy from the beginning to the end, till, you know, 6 months after the closet is installed. We just had a meeting about following up then and making sure you don't need a closet massage, is what we call it.
You know, everybody talks about their customer service, but try to like describe that experience with California Closets, because, you know, when we built our house, Steve was kind enough to come out and meet with my wife and I, and he asked a lot of questions that I don't know if I would have thought to bring to the, you know, bring to the surface. And things about, like, do you like to hang up your clothes on rods, or do you like hooks? And I said, I love hooks. You know, sometimes I just like to, like, hang up a pair of shorts that I might wear tomorrow or something. And that helped him to design the closet. What kinds of questions do you typically ask homeowners?
We really try to focus on how they function in the space and how they utilize the space. One in particular, do you prefer drawers over shelves? Do you prefer shelves over cubbies? Some people, you know, prefer cubbies with a vertical partition so that they can stack, for example, their pants. And, you know, do you like taller shelves with more space in between, or just 10 to 8 inches between? Because then you can fit a couple pairs of pants. If you have it taller, sometimes it gets a little messy for people. So everybody's different in how they like to lay their clothes out. Another question is, do you hang your pants? Do you hang them long lengthwise, or do you fold them over? Do you have a lot of long hanging, or do you just have a few little dresses that are floor length? Do you have a bathrobe? That type of thing we would put on a hook, like you were mentioning. And then so many accessories that we have, like the tie rack, belt rack, garment rod, valet rod, same thing.
You're really trying to get to know how the homeowner lives and how they use their space. Do homeowners ever talk to you after the closet's been installed and say, I never would have thought of doing, you know, what you suggested on my own. Thank you.
Yeah, sometimes they do. But another thing that we really like to do is actually design on site. So when we come to an appointment, we bring our computers with us, and it has a CAD program. And we like to sit down with the client, unless it's a job that's a job too big for us to design in our two-hour appointment. But for the most part, we can design on site. And that's where we can really work with the client and give them exactly what they want. And you know, a lot of other companies don't do that. But we'll sit down for 2 hours, and, you know, then it's really a partnership, and we really get exactly what they want out of the designs.
Right. What about, let's talk about the materials that go into a California closet. And, you know, we're at your location here in Mount Pleasant, and just kind of looking around, kind of paint a picture for our listeners what, you know, some of the materials and so forth that make California closets stand out.
All right. Well, right now we're sitting in front of a really beautiful unit. It's made out of our Adriatic mist finish, which looks like a gray washed wood. Mm-hmm. It's particle board, and it's imported from Italy. Mm-hmm. It's very high-end material, very sturdy. And we also have lighting in this unit. We have mirror front doors with five-part traditional drawer fronts, and we have crown molding, so it really looks like a piece of furniture rather than, you know, something that's not, you know, it's really a built-in look.
Very nice. What about anything else about the materials that really makes California closets stand out?
Well, besides our many different finishes, from our wood grains to the drawer glides, for example, our drawer glides are undermount, so it really gives the drawers a lot of more support than you would get with the side mount drawers. Our drawers are birch veneer, dovetail construction, soft close, and
well, everyone knows California closets for your closets, but where else in the house can California closets help a homeowner?
That's a great question, because I go into consultations all the time, and you know, people don't know that we can do media centers, we do garages, and we do pantries, and we do a lot of even desks we've done for people.
Home offices.
Mm-hmm, home offices. And you don't have to have a closet even in your closet. I've done built-ins around beds for people. We include a lot of custom lighting. And, you know, especially in downtown Charleston, where the homes are old and the actual closets aren't very large. For example, I did their whole bedroom, basically, kind of turned it into a closet. So we did mirror front drawers, coupled with some high gloss parapan drawer fronts, and it just turned out beautiful. So it didn't feel like a closet, but they had all the storage they needed in their bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Are California closets are they? Would you say they're affordable? Would you say that they're so high end that only rich people can afford them?
No, and that's another question that we address on the consultation. You know, we like to know what their budget is. And, you know, people don't always like that question because they want to see what it's going to cost. But there's a lot of different ways that we can do our designs to make it affordable. We can do our units off the floor. We can do them to the floor with a bottom shelf and a toe kick. We can add crown. We can add lighting. So all those add up. But if we're just talking basic closet system where the units are off the floor, it's very affordable.
But you won't find any wire shelves here at California.
No wire shelves. No, we do not do wire shelves, because a lot of times we go into houses and those are what had fallen off the walls, and those are what we are replacing.
That's what people want to get rid of.
Yeah.
Well, how can folks get more information about California Closets?
Our showroom is in Mount Pleasant. It's 704 South Shelmore Boulevard, Unit 100. So if you're going into Ion, it's right there on the left, right before the bylaw. And you can also call the office. It's 843-762-7980. And Dana, our showroom attendant, has been with us for 10 years, and she's amazing. So she can answer a lot of questions anybody might have if they give her a call there.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Hillary White, a designer with California Closets. Thanks so much, Hillary.
Thank you, Tim. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do or say to home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday.